Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point.
Good.
Enough? Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
That's up, man.
been a long day. I know that, man.
Shit. Man. Why has it been a long day for you?
Shit, I have to work. Shit, we ain't went, nationwide yet.
Okay. Well, I hope your day get better.
Shit, it will be. Don't be sure.
Dude, we got Wick in the chat room, man. Unfucking believable.
What?
You just noticed that? Wow, you slow.
Your shit all blurry, man. Can't even see you.
That's because I'm not in there. I'm not at my computer right now. You got a lot of dirt. At least I ain't showing my feet.
I ain't showing my feet, motherfucker. What you talking about?
Yeah, that's usually what you show.
Hey, man. No, I'm just saying, man. Welcome to the chat room, dog. We don't normally see you in the chat room, man. So I'm just saying welcome to the chat room, dog. That's all.
Welcome to the chat room.
Wow. Y'all sound like y'all hostile tonight. What's on your mind?
Hey, I saw your little video, man. Your ass don't get fired, dude. Out there doing donuts and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, then you post it. You can see your face clear as day when you do the goddamn donut. As soon as you swing around, you see your big ass face smiling.
Right.
But they ain't gonna recognize me.
Having too much fun in the snow.
In the goddamn company thing.
Hey,
at
man,
work.
They put me to do a job, I did it, and that's what I
plus
was doing.
Some.
I was working. I was working.
Mm-hmm. What you say? That's your answer, and you sticking with it.
Oh yeah, hey man, did you see? I almost crashed and burned by that gate.
Yeah. The look you made on that was priceless, boy. You was like, oh shit.
No. I was cool with that one. I just would have bounced off the gate when I almost hit the damn cars. When I was like, uh-oh.
Say maybe it's time to stop, huh?
Yeah, that's when I stopped once I got almost hit that car. I was like, okay, it's time to play. Now, who is that?
That's Miss Dimples in the background hollering. I apologize for that.
Now, she just being rude. Tell her don't be rude.
Please don't be rude, Miss Dimple. Cass told me to tell you that.
All right, y'all.
Cass, she said give her a shout-out. She's in there doing something.
All right, well, shout-out to Miss Dimple for being rude with your rude ass.
He said a shout-out to Miss Dimple for her rude ass.
Just he just turned around right back and repeated it. Like, it was the... All right, man. Simon, what's good with you, man?
Shit, man. Drink on a little bit, man. Just chill. What's going on? All right,
man. Check this out. All right, I seen something today. I seen something that kind of reminded me of myself. I mean, it kind of reminded me of you, too. Now, in an argument. I mean, you're not the one at fault. Am I right?
Wait a minute. I didn't hear that last part you said, man.
I said in the argument, you're usually not the one at fault. I mean, you could pretty much say that you're not the one at fault most of the time, right?
99% of the time.
Right. Now, with that being said, you always feel like you're on always on the bad end of something.
Do I feel like I'm always on the bad end of the argument?
Yeah, because you're always right.
Well, if I'm always right, then, you know, I don't feel bad. You know what I mean? Maybe I'm not understanding your question.
Okay, because I've seen something today, and it says that a person who never believes that they're at fault suffers the most. And,
I don't believe that.
I do, though. I really do.
How? If I'm, how do I suffer if I'm not at fault? I don't understand it.
Okay, just because you believe that you're not at fault,
right?
That don't make everybody else believe that you're not at fault. So it's like if you're constantly right about everything, but then somebody's always constantly debating with you about you being wrong. I mean, well, because if I say I'm wrong about something, then I'm wrong. You know, I'm not going to sit there and keep debating about it if I'm wrong. But if I'm constantly saying I'm right, then, I mean, people constantly telling me I'm wrong, that means I'm constantly debating this. I'm constantly debating whatever issue is at hand. So, and I'm just saying in a relationship, if you're never wrong, I mean, don't that make for a lot of unnecessary argument?
I can agree with that. But when you're in a relationship, you have to give and take.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Whether I'm right or wrong, I'm going to pick my battles.
That's understandable. But I'm just saying, if you're never wrong, you know, because I'm just saying, because in a relationship, like us as men, and I will go as far as to say us as men, we do feel like, you know, by us being the dominant, you know, we the man, we the dominant one, we probably have a tendency to, like, try to, like, override the argument or something to that nature. Most of us do. I'm not going to lie about that. But now, my thing is, like, if, you know, I mean, it got to be a headache to always try to be right. You know, because it's people constantly battling you all the time. And then if you think you're right about everything, then you're going to keep constantly arguing with people.
Well, I don't know about that. I have to disagree with that, man, because if I think I'm right, I don't give a shit what you said.
Or maybe defend yourself more if that's what you're trying
right.
to do. Defending yourself, not arguing about it, but more defending yourself more to people.
You don't have to defend. You don't have to defend nothing if you're right. There's nothing to defend.
But who's to say you're right?
Right. Just because you think you're right, that don't mean that you're necessarily right.
Y'all better listen to Steve Harvey. A woman's always right.
Fuck Steve Harvey. Please don't say that again. Please don't say that again. I almost said something back at you. Ain't no woman always right about nothing. And you know what? You know what? And because of that mentality, is that's why the women argue the most.
Yep.
I agree with you.
I'm glad you said that. Liquor Store, what do you think?
I don't think that a woman is always right. I don't think that a woman. I think as people, sometimes we sometimes don't realize that we're wrong. And so, you know, if you having a problem with something or somebody, then you know, if you honestly don't know that you've done something wrong, but they feel that you have, then y'all need to talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because people sometimes just don't, they really sometimes, male or female, sometimes people just don't know that they've done something wrong.
But how can you tell somebody that they've done something wrong if they think they're always right?
You can't. And that's why a lot of relationships go south. They go wrong because if you never think that you're wrong, well, they never think that they're wrong about anything. It's like you almost need a third person there to be like the judge, because in any situation,
it don't matter. I said that's not gonna do no good. I mean, like Father Time. Father Time thinks he's right. He don't care who says he's wrong. He thinks he's right.
Exactly. But what I mean, that's
so
what I'm saying.
Having that third person that means nothing because he's still gonna think he's right.
Yeah, right. I don't think I'm ever wrong.
Then whoever is in a relationship with Father Time has already accepted the fact that no matter what they do or say, that, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be his way. So they've accepted that and they've adapted to that. And so that's how they're going to live. I mean, other relationships that ain't his, usually or have a tendency to go bad, or, you know, either they stay together out of obligation, but they cheating on each other, or, you know, whatever their situation may be, you know what I mean, but they're not happy because nobody ever thinks that they're wrong. And in any situation, for the most part, if you have an argument with somebody, then you obviously feel like you're right. You know, and they obviously feel like they're right. So it's like, who's to, I think Ms. Beecher said, who is to say really who's right or wrong? It's up to y'all to say, okay, well, this is my fault and this is what I do. And, you know what I'm saying, y'all got to talk about it. And if a person asks you, okay, well, what did I do to you? You have to be able to tell them, this is what you did to me.
So okay, but now, okay, I understand that, but if, you tell me, if you say what I do to you and I tell you what you did and you tell me bullshit, man, I mean, what's the purpose of me telling you?
All right.
Well, okay, well, there you have it. There's nobody, who really is to say who's right or wrong? That's up to y'all to work that out. That's up to y'all to work that out. It's up to you to say, okay, you know, either we gonna adapt or we gonna break up. I guess. I don't know.
I mean, all right. Okay, what if you love that person? And I mean, you really want to be with them, but because of your ways, because of the way you are, the way you was brought up, this is just your aura. I mean, are you willing to, Father Time, are you willing to make that change?
Well...
Lord, if you should have saw his face.
Now, I know
really
me.
Wish I could be there. I'm so jealous.
I mean, just in general, I'd be like, you right. And then I keep in my back of my mind, I'm always going to be right, but I'll let you win this one. But you'll never know.
I you know what, I always hear that, but that doesn't work. I'm sorry, that doesn't work. Because if you sit there in the back of your mind and you thinking that you're right, well, I mean, you're not going to change really what you done did. Because
well, yes, I will.
Right.
You can change,
okay,
but I can
so,
sit there
so,
and say
on.
One thing, you just
wait
to stop
minute,
the argument. I don't want to argue. I hate to argue.
Okay.
So if this is
okay,
what you want to hear, okay, fine.
Can
yes.
I finish? Can I finish? Can I finish?
Oh,
now,
I'm sorry.
With that being said, how can, I mean, who's to say, what makes you think that when you do this shit again, I'm going to listen to it? I mean, because you
right.
don't think you're going to do the same damn thing.
Uh-huh. Maybe it depends on the problem, because some shit can be worked out and some shit, okay, well, in a lot of cases, things can be worked out. You just have to be willing to work them out. But in other cases, some shit can't be worked out. So, you know what I mean? I guess maybe it depends on what the problem is.
Okay, give me a problem that could be worked out.
A problem that could
anything
be worked
can
out.
Be worked out. Anything can be
it
worked
can
out.
Be worked out. I mean, you talking about...
That's if you're willing to work it out, though.
If you're willing
right.
to work it out, you have to be willing. Like, if I got a problem
right.
with...
I'm saying because you said some problem can't be worked out. So, well, I mean, what's a problem that can and can't be worked out?
Okay, well, I said that because you said, what if that's the way a person is raised and that's what they know and that's how they are? You know what I mean? Maybe a person like that is just unwilling to change because that's how they know. You know, but if a person is constantly telling you, okay, this is my problem with you, and you hear that more often than not, like, I don't have no other problems with you other than point A and point B. Them is my only two issues with you. And... you keep hearing that, and you keep hearing that, and you keep hearing it, but you keep being the same way, that's maybe something that can't be worked out because they don't have no other problems with you. In every other area, you aces. You know what I'm saying? It's
okay.
just this.
What,
it's that.
What if those problems are beyond your control?
Hold on, dog. Hold on, dog. I'm going to give you the perfect scenario of a problem. It depends on the person if that problem can be worked out. Like when before I got married to my ex-wife, growing up, I always said that if a woman cheat on me, I'm done. I'm gone. That's it. In my mind, I'm thinking, you cheat on me, it can't be worked out with me.
when I got married and she did cheat on me, I ended up seeing things differently. I said, okay, well, I want to work it out. You know what I mean? But it takes two people to work it out. But because of that situation, now I'm back on to motherfucker cheat on me, I'm gone. You know what I'm saying?
But don't that have to do with how much you're in love with that person, too, though?
It does. It does. It has a lot to do with love. Love can make you do some stupid-ass shit. Stuff that you normally wouldn't do, you would do when you're in love. You know what I mean?
Right.
And because of that, you know, I end up getting I end up getting fucked over. You know what I'm saying? But which takes me back to the way I used to be now. You know what I mean? To answer your question from earlier, dog, my house, my rules. Deal with it. That's just how I feel. You know what I mean? And, Wick, you know that. You stayed with me before. I'm a hard motherfucker to get along with. I'm a hard motherfucker to live with. I know this. I know it. It's a fact.
Yes, you are. I agree with you. I agree with you 100%.
Father Tom, let me ask you a question, please. So if your woman comes to you and she says, just flat out, I'm not happy, then because it's your house and your room, then what do you do? I mean, she just said, I'm not happy.
How would I feel?
I'm not happy.
My first question is, why are you not happy? What's the problem?
I'm not happy because certain, you know, things about your...
I'm not happy
with the fact that it's either your way or no way.
Yeah, but you knew that going in. You knew I was like that when we first met.
Yeah, but she didn't know you was like that.
I'm just saying, though, if you know how a person is when you first get with them, you can't complain about the small shit later. Because you knew
okay.
that going up. You knew that
okay,
coming in.
But does a person really show their true colors
exactly.
when you first get with them?
Exactly. We have talked about that several times on the show. And you have been one
right.
to say that a person don't necessarily show all their true colors up front.
No, I never said that. That
yes,
wasn't me.
Well,
that was him. That was not me. I always said that and eventually you're going to know how that person is before you marry. That's my stance on that.
And
you know what I mean?
I still don't believe it. You know what? I'm going to say that in a time frame. What is the time frame of that?
The time frame? I say no more than a year a person's true color should come out.
Mm-hmm.
You think so?
I say a year.
Okay, so that goes back to, okay, what if have we been living together for a year?
They have to be living together.
I don't think you can know a person unless you live with them. You got to live with a person
right.
first to really know who they truly is. Because their
right.
colors going
right.
to show sooner or later when y'all living together. Them colors going to come out.
And that's what I'm saying. Because, I mean, I don't, and you know what, dog? I truly don't believe that a year, I don't think.
You're breaking up, man. You're breaking up, dog. You're breaking up, man.
Okay, nigga, I heard you the first time.
Well, fix that shit.
Can you hear me now?
Shut up.
Can you hear me now?
We hear you, Charlie.
Good. Now, like I was saying, I don't think even in a year's time you can really understand, you can really fully understand or know a person. Even living with them.
Okay,
I think
they won't bring out their color. They have to show their true self in a year living with them.
I don't think so, dog. I really don't, because I've been in a situation where, like, the year. No, I didn't see shit in a year. Now, years past goes by. Then yeah, damn, like damn, this bitch is lazy. This motherfucker don't want to do shit or. This motherfucker kind of bipolar. You know what I'm saying? I didn't see it in a year. I didn't see it.
So you're saying you didn't see no signs within that first year? Y'all lived together?
Yeah, I didn't see no signs of her being lazy. I didn't see no signs of her being fucked up. I didn't see no signs of another relationship I was in. I didn't see no signs of her being bipolar.
let me ask you this, man. And honestly, all jokes, all bullshit aside, were you paying attention?
That was my next question.
And you know what? To be honest with you, I really think I was. I really do. I really thought I was. Now, maybe I didn't pay attention as hard as I should have, but I myself personally, yeah, I really thought I was paying attention because, you know what I'm saying? It was like...
Well, maybe paying attention is not the right word. Look, maybe was you caring at that point? Did you care that she wasn't doing these things, or you was looking forward to doing them?
No, like I said, it was just like it was getting done. That was just it. It was getting done. It was getting done in a timely fashion and everything. And it was like, okay, now that in my mind you're not going nowhere, you're not going to do nothing, and this, that, and other, now it's like, okay, fuck it. I ain't doing that shit no more. And it was like, damn, you know, I thought you was doing this shit because this is the type of person you was. You was doing this shit just to just trick me to get here. Like, man, I had a situation where it was a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I really didn't know that she was bipolar. I mean, to this point that she would literally just have these attacks and just start crying and talking crazy and acting crazy, and you'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And then it's like that she masked it so good. She would mask it so good, but then it was like to the point where, like, all right, now that I didn't move my stuff in, then it's like, now, and you know, it just came out. Now that one came out probably within a year's time. I will admit that one did come out within a year's time. But in a lot of cases, no, I didn't see it.
Okay. Let me ask you this: if you couldn't tell with the female within a year's time, then what is the male's time to show his true colors? And yours, for example. I mean, if you think, you know, you blind to the fact on her for a year or more, then what's your time limit? When do you?
Oh, I'm gonna show you. I'm gonna ask straight off the bat. I ain't gonna pussy foot with you. You love me for who I am, or don't love me at all.
I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm one of them people that, and I'm a true believer, that the same thing that made you love me is probably the same thing that's gonna make you hate me.
That's how I look at it, you know.
That's how I am. I truly believe that the same thing that makes you love me is the same thing that's going to make you like hate me. Because that's just like, you know, I was told once, there's no way that you could be spending that much time with your kids. I was told.
I'm sorry.
And I hope you gave him that look that you just made, that look right there.
Right. I was told, look, that you're lying. You know what? Fuck you. You're a liar. What am I lying about? That, don't no man spend that much time with their kids. You're a fucking liar. That's what I was told. I was told I was a
Did
liar.
Did she have kids?
Yeah.
And I'm assuming that their father wasn't those kids' wives. That's why she believed that.
That's why she, yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? And you know what? And you would think that I would have picked up on that right away, but no, I didn't. I honestly didn't. I didn't pick up on that right away, and it was just like, wow, like, damn. Like, you know, then when she said it to me, that's when it clicked in my head, like, well, damn, as long as I done been around you, I ain't seen one of your kids dead.
That's why she think like that.
But, I mean, it's crazy because you sitting there like, damn, really? You know, and it's like a motherfucker. My thing, but that was the thing that she said attracted her to me. It's like, oh, you know, you're good with your daughters. You spend time with them. But then first time that my daughters cut in with her time, it was a problem.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So let's just say, I don't know, some strange case scenario, you do find out who a person is within a year's time. Like, do you go on, like, and doubt that, or do you just take them for who they are?
I mean, if you love them, you're going to take them for who they are. That's my thing about it. If you love them, you're going to take them for who they are. If that's not what you want to be with, then you're going to leave. I mean, but at the same time, I'm not going to sit there and kiss your ass. I mean, my thing is this.
I think all men think we want them to kiss our ass, and that's not the case at all. That's just how y'all see it.
I think all women believe that we should kiss their ass. Because if you're feeling some type of way, I'm supposed to understand it. I don't understand all your fucking ways. I don't. Just like you would never understand all mine. Some things you need to sit back and just say, well, you know what? I give you your space. I give you time to collect your thoughts. But all this ultimatum and this, well, you're going to have to do this or you're going to have to do that, after you know what type of person, like, I'm not sure who said it, Wick or Father Time, but after you know what type of person I am and you sitting there saying, well, I'm going to deal with you. I'm going to deal with you still. But then all of a sudden it's, well, you got an ultimatum now. All right, well, if that's my ultimatum, yeah, I'm going to choose the worst one. Because right now you've already pushed me to a corner. I mean, if we're in any type of relationship, there's no reason for you to push me in the corner, just like you don't want me to push you in one.
What is the corner about a person saying, okay, these are my problems with you, can we do something about it or not? How is that pushing you into a corner if they're asking you, okay, can we fix this or can we not? Like, if this is something about you that you're never going to change, but you know this is what I want, then should we just let this go or should we keep
holding? Well, let me ask you a question. Did you know those problems going in?
Usually not. Usually going in, everything is peaches and cream. You have time for one another. You do little things. But over time,
okay,
those things.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
When did you find out about those problems?
Let's just say,
is it early in the relationship? Is it late in the relationship? You know what I'm saying? Because
okay.
those problems, if it's a problem like
with
that,
Wick, she found
it's
out
day
one.
Hypothetically speaking, you got a year and some change invested into a relationship, okay? You start to find these things out probably, I don't know, 8 or 9 months down the line.
But you still dealing with them 6 months later?
I guess so.
I mean, if you've been together a year and a half and you found out about them 8 months ago, I mean, that's another 8 months you're still dealing with. You know what I'm saying? How can you complain? If you've been dealing with it for that long, I don't think you should be complaining about it. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying
right.
in general.
Okay.
If a person's with somebody that long, those problems happen that early in the relationship, and they're still complaining about those problems 8, 9, 10 months later. That's
now
on them.
To change.
Right, it's too late.
That's
on them.
All right. Well, okay. That person say I'm not gonna change. I'm gonna be who I am, and then you say, okay, well,
you got a decision. You
gonna
stay with them or you gonna go?
I'm
only two choices.
I'm going to walk away. And then that person say, okay, well, I don't want you to walk away. Then what?
Well, I mean, you know what? I guess, like you said, it goes back to what y'all said earlier. It all depends on the problem. Because a lot of cases, a lot of times, people don't understand other people's problems. And I think that's the biggest problem we all have is that nobody understands the other person's problem. You understand your problem, and you want your problem to come to the forefront. But you're not understanding nobody else's. I mean,
yeah, but if you're in a relationship, you should understand that person's problem because
yeah,
that's the person
yeah,
that you're with.
Let's be realistic. That don't work all the time.
But you got to work on it. You have to work on it.
what you got to work on it, but
the, it sounds good.
What
right,
if you ask and the person just gives you silence? If you ask, okay, what is the problem? What can we do to work on it? And the person don't say nothing.
So what if it's the way you ask? I mean, some people don't know how to talk to people. Some people think that I asked you. You ever
True.
Thought about the way you asked that person? Because
uh-huh.
if you're sitting there, I mean, you could have said something, you could say something to a person that really fucks that person up. You know what I'm saying? Then let's just say, yeah, you apologize and everything is good, but then that person is still fucked up behind some shit that you said. You know,
yeah, but
so
you gotta
now,
let go.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, at the same time, you gonna be leery too. You might let go, but you're gonna be leery of the situation because it's like, all right, if this person said this, that, and the other, then it's like, okay, you know.
And then you're supposed to learn from that mistake and then try to talk to that person.
I'm
gonna
tell you like this. I'm gonna tell you like this, and this is something as y'all women, y'all really need to listen to me.
Here you go.
We're men, and yes, we supposed to have this tough exterior, and for the most part, I believe most men do. But if you supposed to be in some type of relationship with me, okay, we're vulnerable to y'all. We're vulnerable to y'all. We're just as vulnerable to y'all as y'all are.
I was on the show.
That's
I didn't call back.
That's just like me calling you a bitch. And I mean, I'm not joking. I'm not playing. I'm like, man, shut up, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. I mean, regardless to whether you, that's gonna hurt coming from me because you're gonna be like, damn. This motherfucker in one instance said he loves me. Then the next instant, he calls me a bitch. Like, fuck you, bitch. How the fuck he gonna love me calling me a bitch? I mean, we're just as vulnerable to y'all. I mean, we're just as vulnerable to our significant other as y'all are to us. Now, if you just a woman on the street, no, your words mean nothing to me. But if you somebody I care for and you say some fucked up shit to me, yes. I get hurt too.
True, but it still boils down to communication. If we can't communicate.
I mean, how many times have you talked shit to your man and he just looked at you crazy?
Well, honestly, first of all, I know I can't beat a man. So, I mean, you know, I'm not going to sit there and argue. Now, back in the days, you would have had a hell of an argument with me. But now that I got older and wiser, I ain't going to argue. What we going to argue for? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. I mean, okay, that's my whole point. But you have done it.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say I did. Oh, yes, I was the queen.
Okay. And hold on, just listen to me. I'm not saying that he's right because, I mean, okay, we're not supposed to. I mean, if I could physically just manhandle you, there's no reason I need to put my hands on you. But sometimes you can take me there. Sometimes you can take
uh-huh.
me there to the point where I'm ready to smack the shit out you. And
uh-huh.
you know what I'm saying? I may have to walk away from you for a little while because you done said some fucked up shit to me. Now I'm ready to beat your ass.
Because
I feel like you disrespected me. Then I'm ready to beat your ass. Then, I mean, I walk away. I walk away, and, you know, to calm down. But then
uh-huh.
you back in my face talking shit. But now then I haul off and bust you across your motherfucking child. Then I'm wrong, right?
Honestly, no, because I provoked at you. You're not wrong. I mean, a man wrong, period, for putting his hands on a woman. But if I'm provoking you and you telling me already, like, get out of my face, just let me calm down, babe, or whatever. Just let me calm down because you just said some effed up stuff to me. Just let me calm down. Let me walk away. Then I should respect that and let you walk away because it could be vice versa. You can come to me and you don't know what type of day I'm having. You don't know if I'm PMSing or nothing. You come at me with some BS and I don't want to hear it and you still in my face. I might haul off and smack the shit out of you.
This sounds
it both ways.
It sounds good.
Whatever. I'm just keeping it 100. You ask and I'm just keeping it 100. But see, I put myself in situations, like I say, I'm wiser and I'm older and I know how to sit down and shut the hell up and let a man be a man.
Well, you know,
let me be the first one to say this.
Meet,
Go ahead.
I was gonna say, me personally, I'm not a type of person. Like a lot of people, you know, don't. Okay, like it's not what you say, it's how you say it, and that matters.
Mm-hmm.
And that is 100% true. But if a person is simply asking you, okay, what is the problem? And you know what I'm saying, you don't have shit to say, how are they supposed to take that? And it's like, me personally, I don't ask questions that I really don't want the answer to. So if you know that about me, because I have plenty of questions, and you can tell that I have questions, but I'm not going to ask them because, you know what I'm saying, I know me. So it's like, me personally, when I get to the point where I ask you, okay, well, what is the problem? If you've been paying any attention to me at all, it's like, you already know. She ain't asking if she ain't really about that business. It's like, you know what I mean? So everybody ain't like that. So I don't know. Some people do want to haul off and hit you. How you? Why come you want to hit somebody when they just want to know what's the problem and how to fix it?
I said in a lot of cases, a lot of people don't know how to act. A lot of people don't know how to talk to people. A lot of people think they know how to talk to people, but a lot of people don't. I mean, that's just like
you should know how to talk to your mate.
If you ask me a question, right? If you ask me a question and I'm like, "All right, man, you disrespected me," and you disrespect me again with that same thing, what do you think I'm gonna say to you, or how do you think I'm gonna react?
I mean, are you talking on the street or are you talking with your mate?
If you're talking to your mate, for instance, let's just say your mate called you a punk, and you tell her, don't call me another punk. And she told her off and turn around and call you another punk.
Well, we got a misunderstanding.
Right. Now, am I wrong? I mean, I'm not going to ask am I wrong, because I know I'd be wrong for hitting a woman anyway. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes people take you there, and it's like, well, I mean, the first thing that comes out of a woman's mouth is, I ain't even say shit to him. I just asked him a question, and he went off. Really?
But yeah, man? You know what I got to say to stuff like that? Is if a woman can push you to the point to where you got to put your hands on her, then you should be fucking with that woman. You should be able to walk away and just be like, you know what, fuck it. Because as soon as you put your hands on it, you're going to go to jail. You know what
right,
I mean?
Exactly.
I don't give a fuck what the reason it is. If you call the police, you going to jail regardless. I don't give a fuck what you say, the reason why
you right.
did it, it don't matter. You're still going to jail.
You're right.
So
you're right. You're absolutely
like that,
right.
Walk the fuck away. She ain't the only motherfucker out there. You know what I mean? I've never, ever physically hit a woman in my life. I mean, I hit a woman with a baseball glove before, but that's it. That's as far as it ever went. And that happened one time in my whole life. If I got to put my hands on you, you push me to the point where I got to put my hands on you, I don't need to fuck with you. Because, number one, I don't want to go to jail. You know what I mean? Number two, I don't want my daughter looking at her daddy as a woman be. You know what I mean? I got a daughter, just like you got girls, too. We don't need that reputation. I'd rather walk away from you. I may love the shit out of you. I may love you more than anything in this world. But if you push me to the point where I actually got to put my hands on you, I don't need you in my life. I don't need you around me. You know, and that goes the same thing for women, because women, y'all push buttons too. And see, y'all know what buttons to push. When it comes to men, it'd be on accident. But women, y'all know what buttons to push that motherfucker to the edge. You already know going in. But some women still do it. You know what I mean? And then as soon as he punch your ass, you call the police. And then once you call the police, now you don't want to press charges. But that shit don't make no sense. Well, why did you call the police?
Now the state didn't pick them up.
Now the state, yeah, that's why they started that state picking it up.
Either way it go, as a man, you fuck.
Yep.
Right.
As a man, you fuck. Ain't no way around it, so you might as well just leave her ass alone. Or go to jail. Have that reputation of a man, a woman beater. That's the reputation you're going to have. And if you got daughters, that mama's going to tell them, yeah, your daddy in jail for beating up his girlfriend with his bitch ass. Only your bitch will hit a motherfucking woman. You know what I'm saying? Now your kid's hearing that kind of shit about you. And then you in jail, you can't defend yourself.
Right. They don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? They don't know what happened in that house at that particular point in time. But everybody heard about it. You know what I'm saying? Now everybody making their own motherfucking opinions, but don't nobody really know what happened. If you and that woman.
Right.
You better walk away and don't say nothing. You can't threaten. You can't even say nothing like you're going, I'm going to beat your ass. That's a threat now. You go to jail for that.
That's a terroristic threat. They call that terroristic threat. Hey, no, you can't, you might as well leave her ass alone. Or you're going to go to jail eventually. You're getting locked the fuck up. Me personally, I don't think it's worth it. If I got to put my hands on you, I don't need you in my life. You're just not the motherfucker for me. Because the motherfucker for you, I never push you to the point where you got to put your hands on. That's what I believe. I believe that to the day I die. That's my final words on it. Now, back to my 40.
All righty then.
You know, I don't too much agree with the bastard, but he made a lot of sense that time.
He made a lot of sense. I'm really shocked. I had to look on the guy screen
it's
to make
true.
Sure that was him.
It's true, man. You know, I just based all my decisions on, you know what I'm saying, how my daughter's going to perceive it. Because I don't really give a fuck what, like the three of us, we've been friends for 30 years. Damn near 40. I don't give a fuck what y'all think. You know what I'm saying? The way y'all perceive me, it don't matter. But the way my daughter perceives me does matter. You know what I'm saying?
You know,
so I base most of my decisions on how my daughter would take it. How she
you
going
know,
to
you
it.
Always,
y'all
you know, it. You know what, man? Before you finish that sentence, you know, you always manage to say something really profound and uplifting and always got to say some fucked up shit behind it. You ever notice that?
That's just me, man.
No, y'all love it. You got, and I'm going to tell you right now, you got one more time to say you don't give a fuck about me. All right. The next time you say you don't give a fuck about me.
That's not what I
said. Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
I said I didn't give a fuck the way y'all perceived it. That's what I said. I didn't say I didn't give a fuck about you. I said I didn't
give a
fuck
about
the way you perceived it.
The way I think about you, then you don't give a fuck about me.
I don't give a fuck about him either, so shit. Anyway. Feel his future.
Anyway. On that note, let's move on. Let me finish my damn point.
What, and your point is?
My point
you're
is.
You're a jackass.
I'm that too,
pretty
man.
Much.
I never denied that. But my point is, I really don't care the way people perceive me. You know what I mean? Just like Rick said, you're a jackass. That shit don't bother me.
Right,
you've been saying that shit for years.
You've been
saying that shit for years, but don't bother
me. Saying the truth.
But my point is, if somebody like Miss Pitcher said, then I'm looking at her like, oh, you don't even fucking know me like that. You know what I'm saying? But that's the way she perceived it. No, fuck it. I'll leave it alone. Ain't nobody really understanding what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? I think
exactly.
It's all about perception, man.
I mean, what I perceived is that you just said you don't give a fuck about me. So I'm through with it.
That's not what I said. Lord have mercy. Look at Stone, did you hear what I said? Did I say I didn't give a fuck about him?
No, you didn't just say Cash. You said Wick, too.
I need Janine. Where's Janine at?
Yeah, where is she?
I need Janine. Janine usually on my side. But no, dog, that's not what I'm saying, man. All I'm saying is it's all about perception, man. If you got that, I mean, all three of us know a motherfucker that was down, all three of us. We all know a motherfucker that has that perception of a woman beater. Y'all know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But is he really one? Or was it just that particular female? You know what I'm saying? Was it all the females he dealt with, or was it just that one particular female that we knew about?
I knew about a couple.
Yeah,
I knew about 7 or 8.
Yeah, 7 or 8?
Yeah, it was a few of them.
It's been
not all of them.
Yeah.
It could have been all of them, man. It could have been all of them.
Okay, you named one that it wasn't.
I'm still thinking.
I can. You know what? I named one just like this. one that's close to you. He ain't never done that with her.
Yeah, because she almost ran his ass over.
He tried.
He tried. Shit. She
just ran his ass over.
He just held the short end of the stick on that encounter.
Well, I'm just saying, man. Like I said before, man, if you got to be with a woman that you got to beat on, you shouldn't even be with her. You know what I mean? And she should call the police every fucking time you touch her. You know, because
But she got the right to keep jumping in your face, saying shit to you, disrespecting you.
Okay, listen. Let's take your oldest. Your oldest is in a relationship with whoever, whatever. And he hits her. Right? He hit her. Your oldest, your baby. Now, do you tell her to call the police or do you tell her to call you?
I'm going to tell her to call both of us.
Okay, and now what you going to do when you get there?
If I'm not before the police, shit, I guess I'm going to be arrested.
Okay, and now when she comes to see you when you locked up, he with her. You know what I'm saying? See, I learned that from my mother, man. I learned that from my mama. I had to beat her boyfriend up, and she was with the motherfucker the very next day. So I said I would never do that shit again. But when it comes to my daughter, you know, I would try to stay out of it. You know, we had this conversation before. Remember you said you got to take a step back? You remember saying that to me?
Yeah,
we just had this conversation a couple of days ago. So I'm saying if I jump on him, I'm going to go to jail, and then my daughter be with him the very next day. That don't make any sense to me.
You don't get involved when the heart is involved.
But it's your kid. Well, how can you not get involved?
Right,
exactly.
Because that's your baby. But sometimes you just got to bag
up.
She's not a kid.
She's your kid, but that don't make her a kid anymore.
She's still my kid at the end of the day. It's still your kid at the end of the day.
But she's not a child anymore. She's your kid, but she's not a child anymore.
I understand what you're saying.
You get what I'm saying?
I understand what he's saying. Yeah, I understand what he's saying.
She's always going to be your kid. She's always going to be your baby. But now it's still, and she's having grown-up heart decisions. I just don't get into them. Because either way it goes, either you're going to be the bad guy or you're going to be the worst bad guy.
So if a motherfucker jumped on your baby, I don't give a fuck if she's 35 and you 60. You ain't going
to
get involved?
I'm an asshole. I'm always going to be the bad guy. I'm used to it. I can do
that.
I'm saying for a guy that like you that's not used to being the bad guy, I wouldn't do it, Father Ty. Have a call the police. You stay far clear away from this.
You ain't answering my question, dog. You ain't answering my question.
I thought I just did.
Okay.
I said would you get involved?
He said he would.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that part. My bad. I didn't hear that. That's all I'm saying.
All right, man. Okay. Before we even go into that, can we get a little spoken words going on in here, man?
Spoken word. Let me see what I got here.
Whichever one you pick.
Whichever one I pick?
Whichever one you pick, dog.
All right, I like this one. All right, y'all, pick this out. Let me mute everybody right quick. This is a good one, y'all. I like this one. So y'all check it out. Tell me what you think.
Sin City ain't going to do shit. That radio shit's a waste of time. 11,000 listeners later, glad to see that we're still on your mind. We sitting here wondering what you haters mad about. Let me guess, two niggas from the projects? Yeah, I can see why y'all had y'all doubts. Or could it be that we're just doing our thing? There's no question, we're the best. Yeah, I said fuck it. So now who wants to put us to the test? Hey fellas, let your woman call in. I bet they say my voice is melodic. And listen to the words from those chronicles? That's damn near hypnotic. But don't be mad, my friend. should definitely be more elusive. Talking to being Father Time, oh yeah, that's my super producer. Yeah, he holds it down. He even put the site together. You know the one that your girl's naked on? Yeah, I know you thinking, man, fuck you, or yeah, whatever. But for anyone who wants to stop our dreams or our desires, but all up in our face, we say, fuck you, you player-hating dick rider. So if you think it's going to end, I say, hell no, never. As far as Taz and Father Time is concerned, Sin City going to live forever.
Yo, what y'all think about that one? That one was hot.
Yeah, that was
my personal opinion, that one was hot.
Sin City, bitches.
Okay, I'm a little biased, but I like that one. Maybe because you put my name in it. Maybe, I don't know. I thought that one was on point. What y'all think?
I like it.
Wait, I said that motherfucker was tight.
What y'all say? Give me some feedback.
Well, if you stop patting yourself on the back, you could have heard us the first 4 times when we said that motherfucker was tight.
I heard you. I'm talking about and Liggerstill. I see we got her back. Liggerstill, what you think?
I said Sin City, bitches. I accidentally hung up. Sorry.
Sin City, bitches.
Sin City,
say
it
one
bitches.
More time. Say it one more time.
One more time. I say Sin City, bitches.
That's what's up. Sin City, bitches. That's going to be a sound bite. That's why I told you to say it one more time.
Yeah.
Sin City, bitches.
You know what? I'm going to tell you. I wrote that in the sense of that it's like every time you turn around, you got 6-7 motherfuckers not trying to knock you down. Oh, that shit ain't going to happen. It's just you need to quit it. You know what I'm saying? And motherfuckers, it's just like right now we're in the crossroads where, I mean, yeah, we can fall down, but we also can go our ass up. And it's like the more we try to go up, the more motherfuckers keep trying to push us down. But my whole thing is keep trying to push. And when we break your motherfucking fingers, then don't be asking what happened.
There you have it.
There you have it.
I'm serious, man. It's just like, man, I be trying to be humble. Well, fuck being humble. I'm gonna put it out there, goddammit. I don't give a damn who think they better than us. If y'all think y'all better, try to go against us. I guarantee you gonna lose.
Man, see these bitches. Don't know who they fucking with, man.
Hey, what my boy say? The streets. We good out there, too.
Damn right. Streets, I'm good out there, too. And you know this, man. Hey, check this out, man. I was put in a situation. Now I'm going to say that for tomorrow. I'm going to say that for tomorrow. Because I want to give y'all the whole well, I got to get the whole story first. So I'm going to say that for tomorrow, but I got a good one for tomorrow, y'all. It's a good one.
Oh, man, you got us all riled up thinking we should do shit. Hey,
no,
you just stop
no,
the tears
no,
stream.
No. I don't want to say the wrong thing. You know what I'm saying? I'll say some shit that ain't true. So, you know, I got to get the whole story first, man. You know, I'm like a private investigator, man. You know me.
Okay, well. Hopefully you get the whole story.
Hey, but I do got one for y'all, man. Y'all tell me how y'all feel about this. Everybody know how I feel about my daughter's mother. It's no secret. If you've been listening to the show, it's no secret. But my daughter did bad in school, so she don't really want to tell her mother because, you know, her mother is always on that negativity shit. You know, that I told you so shit. So my question is, I just want everybody's opinion. Should she tell her mama, even though her mama going to give her all that negative, I told you so? I think that's fucked up for a parent to do, but, you know, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, what advice would you give her, Liquor Store? Would you go ahead and tell her to tell her mom and just get over with? Because she's going to find out eventually. You know what I mean? She's going to find out sooner or later. But should she just do it and get it over with?
Yeah, well, you know, me personally, I have a 15-year-old, and my 15-year-old is a terrible liar. Like, he constantly tries to lie, and he constantly tries to get away with shit, and I always tell him the same thing. You know what I mean? If you just go ahead and own up to what you've done and get it over with, yeah, you're still going to get punished. Now, I wouldn't never, you know, demean him. Yeah, that's what I thought, and nothing like that, but go ahead and get your punishment out the way. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's going to be worse on you if you wait and I have to find out on my own.
Yeah, but see, my thing is, what type of relationship is that? You know, you don't want to tell your mom something because, you know, she's going to come down on you negatively, not positive. You know what I'm saying? Not, all right, well, you know, we'll sit down and we'll figure it out.
Well,
but,
you
know, she knows she's
going
to come to you with that. I told you wasn't going to do it and you're a failure and all that kind of bullshit. That's my question.
Well, me personally, I can't understand that, so I can't answer that specifically, you know, because I don't understand that. I would never talk to my child like that, any of my children.
Okay. Ms. Peaches, your kids is grown. How would you handle the situation?
You must have lost
Peaches? Him. He's still on here. All right, dog, how would you handle it, man? Wick, how would you handle it? Your daughter don't have a great relationship with her mama. You know, I mean, you know what I'm saying. You know,
I don't know. I haven't traveled that side of the road yet. So I can't even give a comment on it because I really wouldn't know what to do.
All right, dog. One of yours is grown now. You know what I mean? You know, she may or may not have a great relationship with her mom. You know, she come to you and tell you about it. And then she asks you, well, you know, should I tell my mama? And you already know how her mama is. What advice do you give her?
Yeah, she needs to tell her. I mean, I go through that now.
Okay. So you would tell her to just go ahead and tell her and just get it out the way?
Yeah, a lot of times I have told her, like, you know what, and she'll, well, daddy, but she gonna say this, she gonna say that. I understand that, but nevertheless, you just need to tell her. I mean, because it's like at the end of the day, then, because I feel like I'm no better than her, like, say she try to hide some shit from me. And I'm like,
okay.
Well, you should be telling me stuff like that. But then you don't tell me. But then I turn around and do the same thing. I know how I feel when I find out shit at the last minute. When I'm the last motherfucker to find out something, and it's something that's, you know, something of importance, I'm mad at the world. I'm mad at everybody. I'm even mad at my kids. Y'all, ain't none of y'all gonna tell me? Fuck y'all. You know? So I think, yeah, she needs to go on and tell her.
Okay, this is Peaches. Answer the question again, Kane.
Peaches, ain't nobody talking to you no more.
Oh, shut up.
I've been talking to you for the past 5 minutes. Ain't nobody talking to you
No, I've been listening. But she, you know, as a child, I mean, you know, she's been filling me in, but she should tell her. Because, first of all, I wouldn't even tell my child you ain't never going to be nothing or nothing like that. I told you I'm from the old school. And I would prefer her to tell me because if I find out from somebody else, I'm going to be mad. So that means you're going to have two attitudes floating. I'm going to be mad because you didn't tell me. I'm going to be mad because of whatever you did. But I prefer you to come tell me because I'm the only one that can help you regardless of what we've been through.
You know, in a situation like that, I might tell my child, you know, after it's all over, like, it's something like, okay, for example, like, when, you know, you want to keep lying and then you get found out, like, I told you if you kept lying, this and that would happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I tried to give you advice, if I tried to give my child advice in the first place, you know what I'm saying, I might come back and say, like, I told you what would happen if you did this, that, and the other, but I would never tell my child, you know, no shit. Like, I knew you wasn't never going to be nothing, or, you know, I wouldn't do that. That's
I mean, you know what? And like I said, I know what you're saying, dog, because like I said, I'm going through a similar thing, and it's like, but at the same time, it's like, I don't want that. I mean, go ahead, tell her, because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? I got your back. I got your back. I'm going to have your back. I mean, whatever she said is going to try to be, she going to say something that's destructive or, you know, just trying to just bring her down. Just let her know that you got her back. But at the same time, you know, I would tell because that is something of, you know, that is something of importance. You know.
Well, you know what? I've heard what everybody said. And, you know, even when I talk to her tomorrow, I'm going to tell her the same thing. Fuck your mama. If you don't want to tell her, then don't tell her. Dude, you know her. You know how
that's
she is.
I mean, true enough,
y'all know
you
how
only get
is.
One. You only get one mama.
Right.
You only get one. No matter what your mama do, you only get one mama. And you as
right.
a parent, that's wrong on your part too, Father. I'm sorry.
Right. Right.
I'm sorry. Just because
you,
know, you
may
don't
be
like
wrong,
her,
man. But that's how I feel. If you gonna
I can't
her
stand
head
my baby mamas,
shit.
But I wouldn't do that. That's not right.
I
you know
she
don't fill her head with that bullshit. Come on, man.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But also,
but also,
too far
to
time.
Can't judge the jury.
Right.
But she still needs to tell her mama. She's still her mama at the end of the day, regardless how y'all relationship is. But she still needs to tell her mama.
Fuck that. I'm my mama.
See, look at you.
That's your problem. You're not. You're not a mama. You know what I'm saying?
Look, dude, you know her mama.
Right there.
Even if she's a demon, still she still has the right to know. And then
you're
I'll be
not,
mad at you for
I mean,
not for telling her not to tell me. Then that's another problem.
Playing the same dumbass game that she been playing all these years. Be bigger than
wow.
that.
Wow. Right. Okay.
Don't,
I mean, I'll be saying.
Don't play that same dumbass game that she played with you. Don't do that. Because at the end of the day, like at the end of the day, dog, I'm gonna tell you this. And it may hurt your heart, but at the end of the day, that's her mama. And at some point, she's going back there. She's going to go
mm-hmm.
back there. Dude, at the end of the day, this is her mama. Yes, she got love for you. You going to be her daddy, but that's going to always be her mama. So
right.
You,
I knew
you
that.
You sitting there trying to say, okay, well, now I'm finna do – I'm finna get this back at you. No, dog, that's petty. That's petty, and
I'm
you love it.
I'm not. No, dog. Hold on, dog. Hold on. Whoa. I'm not playing that game. You know what I'm saying? What I'm doing is, I mean, you grown. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want to tell your mother, then you don't have to tell your mother.
Then
you know what
you just
that,
said like
that,
that but that's not how you said it. Well, if you don't want to tell, fuck your mama. I can't make that.
I mean, I'm not going to
say this,
Father
God. It's the simplest way you can tell her. Honey, you grown.
Okay.
That's a decision you have to make yourself. I can't make it for you.
That's what
no.
I told her.
At the same time, at the same time, she's not 21. She's not 21.
True that.
You know what I'm saying? This is her, what, first year of school?
Yeah.
Yep.
You know what
yep.
I'm saying? It's just a situation where it's going to blow up. It's going to blow up in
I
your face.
I say you should tell her. You should have convinced her.
It's going to blow up
though.
In your face because at the end of the day, you the one going to get, I mean, regardless of whether you give a fuck or not, you're the one going to get, I mean, because then, just like you said about, if you go to jail and she with the boyfriend, you going to feel like shit if all that go down and then she's still over there at her mama house. You're going to be like, damn, here I am trying to talk to you, trying to protect you, and you right back there at your mama house. Why? Because that's her mama. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, regardless of what she said or how she act, it's still her mama. And she's still going to go back. So, it's like, dog, I'm not saying this is what you're doing, but this is what it's coming off like now you're trying to get the upper hand. When in reality, just be her daddy.
I
parents get hated all parents get hated one time or another in their child's life. It's just the mama turn. I'm pretty sure you had your turn. You probably hated and couldn't get what it stands for a minute too. It's a phase. That's what kids do.
And you
it's
know
a
what?
Phase. She's going to hate her mother now, but she still love her mother. Stay out of it. Don't take no sides.
Right, don't take no sides. And you know what? The best advice you can tell, okay, you know what your mama is going to say, but the best way to shut that part down is to, you know, fix your mistake. Come back and, you know what I mean, and improve. I mean, but you tell her to do that to anybody, you know what I'm saying? Like, shit, the best way you can get back at a person who, you know, demeans you or puts you down is to come back, you know what I'm saying, harder and stronger.
Right.
You know what I mean? So if you're going to tell her anything, tell her, go ahead and tell her mother. But, and you already know what she's going to say. So in order to get over that, in order to combat that, then fix your mistake, you know, and then shut that shit down.
You know what, Liquor Store? I really, really ever agree with you. But I appreciate what you just said. I do. I really appreciate what you just said. Now, archive that because I'll never say that part again. Just to let you know. I'll never say it again, ever again, as long as we do this show. But I appreciate what you just said, straight up.
But you know what, dog? On some real shit, I'm going to be real with you. And what I've learned is that kids play both sides to the middle.
Yep.
And right now, that's what she's doing.
Yeah.
See, she knows you're more like, okay, you're more understanding with it. So let me go. She's at an age where I could go to either or. But let me go to the more understanding parent first. So this way, because I'm going to tell you like this. Even at that age, they'll still throw you under the bus. Because the first thing that come out of her mouth is, well, my daddy told me not to tell you. Now you and her got this unnecessary fucking argument going on. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, not to say that you give a fuck or nothing, but who the hell want to go with an unnecessary argument when you ain't got to?
I feel you, dog. I wouldn't even answer the motherfucking phone.
All because of what? This is how these kids is like that. Shit, they play both sides to the middle. Shit, I got one saying yay, one saying nay. Well, let me get over here with the one that's saying yay right now.
Dirty motherfucker.
That's kids. We did it ourselves.
No, we didn't. We didn't have both of them to say yay and nay.
Oh, yeah.
I was just getting ready to say that. You a goddamn lie. I ain't never had that opportunity to play both sides.
Hell no, shit. Motherfucker never had a chance to play both sides of the middle. It was just her. So whatever she said went.
Well, we should deal with grandparents. Instead of the mama and the grandparents, instead of the mother and the father.
Man, well, not in my case. Shit, whatever my grandfather said went.
My grandmother was the motherfucking boss.
Don't worry,
I'll run the grandma with the quickness.
But there was nobody else. See, you and Wick, okay, you was perfect at that. You was perfect at playing both sides to the middle.
Yeah, I said, that's why I said I'll run the grandma to the quickness.
Yeah, until it wound up biting you in your ass.
Well, yeah, but I work it till it bit me. That's how the kids do now. Work it till it bite me. If I can get away with it, I'm going to still work it.
Right, and you got away with it until you couldn't get away with it no more.
you can't get away with it no longer.
Right, but in the meantime, I mean, to think back on it, you know how much chaos you started between mother and daughter?
Yeah.
Your little up-ass ways.
Yeah.
You started all type of chaos.
Yeah. I'm causing a lot of stuff, but yeah. Just to get my ass from getting ass whooping.
Right. Start all kind of other chaos. And it that's just to say that Tama, he is do that. You know what I'm saying? Don't get yourself caught in the middle of some unnecessary chaos.
Yeah, you think you the good guy, and you getting all the praise, setting yourself up for failure.
Boy, man, you know what? I mean, y'all know I am who I am, but in my mind alone, all that don't matter because I don't really got to talk to her ass at all, so I really don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Now, I know we talked about this
neither
before.
Not until you're the bad guy again, it don't matter. That's what I'm saying. I know it don't matter because it's her. But when it's flipping, you're the bad guy, and she asking Mama, well, should I tell Dad this, and the scenery switches, then it's going to matter towards you. And it can happen.
No.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Like I said, you think you just been the good guy all this time? Oh, you had your asshole time, too.
I believe that 100%, man. Straight up.
You're going to have your asshole time again.
No, you don't. You can't possibly believe that because you know in your daughter, at some point in time, your daughter thought you was a bad guy. Come on, now. You know
that.
She did. All right, so
she did, but you know what? That was all because that was her mama's fault. God damn it. I was never the bad guy. That's because her mama. You know what? I'm not going to even indulge in this conversation no more.
Yeah, I'm just,
I don't got you, goddammit. Fuck all y'all. Matter of fact,
I am one of the ones that do say I told you so, though. I never liked you anyway.
Pretty motherfucker.
Good. Feelings mutual.
What you say?
I said, good, the feelings.
Say another motherfucking word, and this shit is over. And I ain't playing, nigga.
They is acting like babies on here. Girl, they crazy.
You know what, man? That's why I love y'all, man. Because we can say all kind of shit to each other, man. And we still friends at the end of the day. Straight up, man.
I don't like you. I only deal with you because you're Uncle Bruce. I keep telling you that.
Fuck him. Well, what do you say about him? He don't give a fuck about our opinion.
He don't give a fuck about our feelings, so fuck you. We don't like you anyway.
Well, get your own parts of the cornbread. Fuck him. Hey, man, fuck you.
That's stupid.
That's how y'all feel, man?
And fuck you. That's how you felt.
And kiss my ass.
Man, gonna try to change it up. Oh, no.
Yeah,
that ain't
he always trying to clean it up. I didn't even say some old foul shit.
I ain't scared of you, motherfucker.
First, hey, Cass, niggas can't go in the kitchen and get nothing to eat. Now you don't give a fuck about us.
I was just bullshitting, man. And at the bottom line, you know what, Father Time?
You're the dog, motherfucker!
They stole
you, girl. Well, see that shit? That's bullshit. Well, wow.
Right.
That's what I'm talking about. Move my computer and find me some green.
Recognize the G in me, nigga.
Yeah, the girl.
Y'all is stupid.
Hell, Cash, I gotta
what
ride.
We've got yes, here is failure to communicate.
What would you say I'm with?
I gotta ride about 6 hours with this nigga coming down there. Oh, Lord, I better sedate myself.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum-faced motherfucker!
Only on Sin City.
You got something else to say?
We listening. Oh, y'all the one got up cracking up.
Yeah, I got something to say.
Hey, where are the white women at?
Right here. My name is White Chocolate.
Oh, no.
We're talking to your cool ass, nigga.
This nigga is on a sound bite.
We're going to press every sound bite we got.
You know what I'm saying? This nigga is on a trigger, nigga.
But they all work, though. That's the thing. They all work.
Everything's appropriate when you push the button.
Hey, I ain't missed one yet.
All right, wait, man, hold on.
Hey, hold on, y'all. We got to call it, man.
She David Ruffin'd all the way tonight.
Yeah, she just said, fuck it. I'm just going to come. I'm coming to get the last stand. One performance, y'all, and nigga, pay me.
I told you, man, I got to get that sound bite. From this point on, when she call in, we got to have that sound bite with it.
Slide on in. Snatch the mic out of your hair.
These are the tips.
Where you been?
Hello.
Hello.
Where you been? You know what? I was just talking about. I just said I need Janine on here with me. Where you been?
I had things to do tonight.
Well,
right.
Yes, that answers your question.
No, she said I had things to do.
Right.
Say, but I'm on here now. Now what?
Yes, that's all that matters.
I
came to join y'all the last 10 minutes.
Okay.
Wow.
It's been in no time at all.
Exactly. So what was y'all talking about? What did you leave me for?
Yeah. Girl, the three amigos was going at it.
They get on my part of the tree.
They were talking about me. No, they're talking about me. I needed you to help me.
Oh, they were talking about you.
Always. You know I'm the bad guy.
You heard what I said?
Judge.
The three amigos.
Yeah. Not to mention, he said he don't give a fuck about us.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say, that's the bad guy.
You're just going to go find me some new friends. I'm tired of this shit.
Say, fuck around tomorrow night. You're going to be on there, but you're going to be muted like a motherfucker. Just be
popping. Cass can unmute me. Why the time ain't the only one with the power?
Hey, check this out, y'all. Check this out. We in the chat room, y'all. Ladies, y'all need to come and join us. I'm tired of looking at these two motherfuckers. Miss Peaches,
oh,
you was
goodness.
In here.
Yeah, I came upstairs to get on. I came upstairs to get on the laptop so I can be on there.
Wait a minute. Hold on. What did you just say, dog? You what?
She got to. You know, people gonna be on there. She got to see her boo.
Oh, there you go.
Come on, keep it going.
Don't come on
here starting
no shit that lasts 10 minutes now.
I saw that post on
CNN. I'm confused. Who was her boo?
Personal
boo.
I don't know who I'm going with. All I know is which was on now.
Hold on.
Don't nobody know.
Now you the investigator now, huh?
Hold on.
Break it down, Janine. Now, what was going on, Janine? Break it down.
Hold on. Don't nobody know who her boo is, right? And don't nobody know who her boo is.
Well, allow me to retort.
Go on, Janine. Go on, Janine. Finish talking, Janine. Finish talking, Janine.
That's pretty damn good, Cass. That's pretty damn good, I say.
Well,
hold on, man. I'm
missing
something.
That's here. Right. You got my back, Janine. Go on and talk, girl.
I must have missed something.
I've been on the show the whole fucking night. What the fuck did I miss? You always miss something. No baby. That's what I'm saying. You got to get on the same more often, baby. You got to get on the same. I thought I was a boo. I thought I was a boo. I was a boo. You ain't gonna be the one in the snow with knee pads on, is you?
Oh, no, that wasn't me.
See, I wasn't known that night, but I was listening.
All I know, Wick was on there for a second. And he all of a sudden, I don't know if he was still on there or not, but Peaches was like, hey, boo. I was like, ooh.
You know, I saw that last night. I got on the site last night, and I was like, hey, boo, I'm like, who the fuck is she talking to?
Mm-hmm.
And I saw Wick was on there. It was me, her, and Wick on there. Oh, that's what's going on, huh?
Mm-hmm. Are you piecing it together for the time?
I'm like, man, wait a minute. What's going on here? Y'all was in the chat room, man? See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Listen, y'all, that's exactly what I'm talking about. They hooked up in the chat room. That's what the chat room is for, y'all.
Yep, until we see each other.
And it works.
Everybody
without...
need to get up on the chat room.
Get in there.
Plug in your motherfucking camera. You know, oh, Janine, I left you a comment on your picture. I don't know if you saw it or not.
What comment? It's a new comment?
No, a comment on your pictures that you posted, your last couple of pictures you posted.
Oh, okay. I'll look on there. I'll be on there.
You know, it took us 3 years to see your face, so I had to let you know.
I left a comment, too. Yeah, it did take about 3 years to finally see your face.
But was it what y'all expected, though? I know y'all didn't. People say my voice don't sound like how I look.
No, it don't.
Look, I'm going to go on there and see tonight.
Oh, shit, you going to join him in the snow, too?
Huh?
I'll still, huh? What'd you say, Father Ty?
I'm saying, see, Janine must gonna join y'all in the snow.
Mm.
Peaches is like, I'm going on there and check you out.
Y'all need a referee.
Why you trying to do shit? I didn't say it like that.
Oh, Father Ty, you getting me all happy and shit.
Well, you know, she don't mind being the referee. She'll ref real good.
You like, call her, girl. Call her. Go on her there and look.
But I'm fair, y'all. We're going to finish the party in the chat room, so everybody need to cut their camera on and join us. We just chilling.
You know how irritating it is to have a camera on the computer, but I can't download the freaking... whatever, the Volo or Vulu or whatever
right.
It was. I can't, it won't download. It's so frustrating.
You shouldn't have to, though. All you have to do is accept the terms, and it should let you right on in. As long as you got a camera on your laptop.
It made me download it, too.
I'll try it again.
You had to download Uvu?
Yep.
No, you shouldn't have to. You just have to
accept
the terms.
You need to get that fixed.
Hey, I got you on. I got you in there, right?
No, you did.
Motherfucker,
called the maker of the website,
it.
And he came and give me answers. Kind
I
of
talked you through it.
And we thank you for it.
You say we.
Who's that thing?
And we thank you.
Well, usually when you get in the chat room, it's a little show. But now you got your new boo. Now you acting all funny.
I ain't acting funny.
You acting funny.
I said we thank you for getting him on there live so I can see him.
Oh,
well, we trying to see something too, but now you acting funny.
No.
You got to see
you.
You want me to describe it for you?
Man, I'm just saying, 2 weeks ago I was seeing dildos and all kind of shit, but now I'm done.
Is that right?
Yes,
man.
We're going to keep it 100.
Really?
Oh, we're going to keep it real. You and Miss Dimples had it going on over there. Now all of a sudden you got a new boot. Now you're wearing turtlenecks all of a sudden.
Well, you know how they say the past is the past. Leave it there for a reason.
Oh, y'all, boy.
My boo know what's up.
You heard her.
My
boo. You heard it.
Damn, I need that. And we need that Usher song. My boo.
Stupid.
Crazy.
Her boo. God damn.
I can't.
I'm just saying, my boo, shit.
I'm just saying, right. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. Go ahead, do your thing.
Well, I'm all right, trying.
Y'all. We got to get up out of here. We in the chat room, so. No.
I got you, man. I got you. Janine, since she was the last one in. You got any last words for us, Eddie?
Yes. It was good these last few minutes I was on the show. I'm glad I was able to join you guys.
We greatly appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Nick Stoke, you got any last words for us, sweetheart?
Kansas City bitches.
City bitches. Wick.
Great show as usual. I'll catch y'all tomorrow.
Miss Peaches, last words.
Great show. Enjoyed everybody. Keep up the good work, and I'll see y'all tomorrow. Same back channel, same back time.
All right, Miss Conservative. All right, dog, you got any last words for us?
Yeah. Hey, check this out, Jadine. Because you know,
yeah.
you want our Sin City favorites. We gonna go out. We ain't let Jadine hear the spoken word, man. So you think we got enough time to let her hear the spoken word? See what she think about it.
Oh, for sure, dog, for sure. But before we do that, we want to thank everybody for calling in, even you, Jadine. We want to thank everybody for. We want to thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. And all right, y'all, we're going to leave y'all with that Sin City spoken word. Peace, love, and head grease. Tomorrow night, y'all, same time, same channel.
Sin City ain't going to do shit. That radio shit's a waste of time. 11,000 listeners later, glad to see them still on your mind. We sitting here wondering what you haters mad about. Let me guess, two niggas from the projects? Yeah, I can see why y'all had y'all doubts. Or could it be that we're just doing our thing? There's no question we're the best. Yeah, I said fuck it. So now who wants to put us to the test? Hey, fellas, let your woman call in. I bet they say my voice is melodic. And listen to the words from those chronicles? That's damn near hypnotic. But don't be mad, my friend. She'd definitely be more elusive. Talking to being Father Time? Oh, yeah, that's my super producer. Yeah, he holds it down. He even put the site together. You know, the one that your girl's naked on? Yeah, I know you thinking, man, fuck you, or yeah, whatever. But for anyone who wants to stop our dreams or our desires, but all up in our face, we say, fuck you, you player-hating dick riders. So if you think it's going to end, I say, hell no, never. As far as Kaz and Father Time's concerned, Sin City going to live forever.